You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net.
Okay, I guess we're having, there we go.
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silver.
Passion's Pride, Alejandro, an interracial romance author, Mahogany Silvering. Alejandro, the son of a jaguar king, who doesn't want to be king. When he has a premonition of a human woman's fight with drug coyotes, he rushes to save her. He takes her on the run to keep her safe from the cartel, who mistakenly believe that she has stolen from him. Alejandro and Regina fall in love. However, when his father is killed by cartel enforcers, Alejandro is forced to become king, but Regina feels unworthy to be his queen. Can this reluctant jaguar king lead his people, protect his homeland, and make Regina, a human, his queen? Passion's Pride, Alejandro, by romance author Mahogany Silvering. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Fresh Meat, an interracial erotic romance by bestselling author Elle Loren. Spending bike week in Daytona Beach was supposed to be research for an upcoming movie role. Smoke had no idea all the perks of being an undercover biker would offer. He couldn't afford any mistakes, so he took a vow of celibacy. However, fate had other plans. As soon as he arrived, a beautiful little Spitfire sparked his engine, and he threw those vows right out the window. Baby Bird captured his heart in one day. Now his mission is to make her his and claim his own happy ending. Fresh Meat, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles by best-selling author Elle Loren. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today. You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the Mahogany Says Show. I'm your host, Mahogany Silvering, and joined with me tonight is also my special guest host, Ms. Brooke Gillespie-Trout.
Hello, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're back with me tonight. I mean, we had so much fun last week, and we had to do it again. You know, it's just like...
Yes, we did. I'm really honored. 2 weeks in a row. I was so flattered.
Yes, because I enjoy it. But we're going to be covering different books today. So we've got, let's see, A Lion's Heart and A Lion's Appetite, both by Taryn Sloan. And they are... interracial romance, contemporary, black woman, white guy. So we call them typically the BWWM, I guess, to make it short and sweet. But for me, you know, because I don't know why they have to separate them, but, you know, works. So the first book, let's see, The Lion's Heart. Now, introducing these characters, I was like, just the Christmas scene was enough to get me going. Right off the bat.
At the very beginning, yes.
Yes. And it goes back like 5 years to kind of, what do you call it? What's the word? Do you know what I mean? When they go back in sequence, frames a little fried.
Right, that prologue.
Yes. So you see the tension between. Yes. And it just like, they really like each other, but. You know, Kurt automatically assumed, you know, because Kurt and Kyle are twins and his brother's more outgoing and he's you know, not he's the exact opposite. So the fact that he thinks Olivia only wanted to kiss him because she likes Kyle, but actually Kyle's her best friend. So it, that was just like, no. And then he just left her.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, heart just dropped. I'm like, I'm sorry, Libby.
I know.
You know, speak up, girl.
Yeah, you know, my heart was kind of racing when it first started like that. I was like, ooh, okay, we're starting off with this scene. This is awesome. And
yeah.
Then it just kind of ends to me where you're just like, oh, okay, so there's some underlying feelings here. So, yeah, it definitely hooked you right away.
Yeah, and you're just like, wait a minute, this is like some miscommunication. Girl, speak up, you know.
Right.
But, yeah. Or, well, he wasn't planning to stick around because he was just so hurt that that's that, you know, time old thing. If you don't say something, you can't do anything about it.
Right.
And neither one, but there's so much tension between those two. But I like how she did it. And it was just like there was twists and turns and, you know, being – and Kyle knows this whole time that they're in love with each other, that he's in love with – Olivia's in love with his brother, but, you know –
Right.
I don't know. I kind of felt for a little bit there that he actually did care about Olivia, but, you know, I wasn't too sure because it kind of.
Yeah, there was definitely, there were grounds for a good love triangle there. But, you know, you just kind of, as you read and really, you know, got into the development of the characters and the heart of the story, you realized that Olivia and Kyle, they're just really good friends. And everybody has this misconception of what their relationship is. Including
right.
Her. And yeah. So it makes for good tension and for good drama in the story. So,
yes.
You know, I loved also the fact that in the very beginning we find out that she's, you know, in line to possibly be the CEO of a major cosmetics company.
Right. And you know.
Everything cosmetics I love. So you put together a romance novel and the beauty industry, and I was like, oh, hello, okay.
Right. Then you really got my attention now because, you know, and then she wanted to be CEO.
Exactly.
Her father's stepping down. It's her father's company. But I like the fact that she's worked hard and she feels like she's earned this.
Right.
It's not, he's just, you know, daddy's little girl, here you go. Here's your whole company. But, you know, she worked for it and she really pushed and, you know, she didn't just like, okay, I'm not going to go to college. I'm going to live off daddy's money. And then when daddy wants to step down, I'll just take over. She was not like that. And I love that about Olivia.
No.
But she was ready to just like step in. But, you know, that's when she kind of like, Kurt just like swooped in there and he gave it to Kurt, you know. But that's the little twist we were talking about. And I won't give away the whole story, but it is something that is, I like the dynamic between Kurt, Kyle, Olivia, Angeline and her husband, the chef, and it's like these great characters. I really got into it.
Yeah, definitely like, a lot of characters, and you can tell it's like going to be a series, and you want to see the development of all these other characters. So
yes, because you're like kind of get invested. Yeah.
Yep, 100%. You get invested, and you're just like, ooh, I want to learn more about them and their story, and so totally get that, and I love the. The work ethic, like you were saying, and just she's kind of blindsided by, you know, what happens, but she's professional, you know, so she goes with it and carry
she
on.
She goes with it. And
so.
Yeah, so she's just like, okay, I'm not going to be, it's going to hurt me, but, you know, be the bigger person. But, yeah, because if it's me, I probably really would have said something like, wait a minute, Dad. Hold on here.
Right.
I thought you were grooming me for
that. So, yeah. Exactly.
But she
got to voice her opinion and then, you know, be upset about it, but she also came to terms with it. And I respected that about her because, you know, she just was, okay, and I have to do what I have to do. I still love my job and I have to just deal with the fact that this man who I don't know, you know, he's so hot and cold, how he's going to be as my boss.
Exactly. So she's kind of avoided him since the whole Christmas party, you know, 5 years ago. So she kind of stayed in her little bubble and avoided even being around him. So he's thinking because of her behavior that she doesn't want him. So it's like this funny thing that kind of, it's like, are they, will they, you know, will they ever just get together and just tell the truth, you know, it's like, go get it. I like the way she held that.
Find out who's the CEO, and you know they have another Christmas party that they're dealing with, or you know, that foundation, the luncheon where there's a little more tension all of a sudden between the two of them. You're kind of wondering,
yeah,
you know, what's Kurt up to? You know, what did he do 5 years ago, or however many years ago it was? I think it was five. And then all of a sudden, now he's being very intense with her in a dance, and the way he's acting toward her at the luncheon, and you know, that just tension.
Yeah, that's just like throwing it back to her. It's like she's like, wait a minute, I haven't talked to this dude for 5 years, and now you all up on me. Wait a minute, what's going on?
Right.
She's like, hold it.
Yeah, it's enough.
Kind of like, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I've grown up with the best friend who's a guy that just, you know, we were just friends. I wouldn't have put anything past it, but there was one guy I did have a crush on, but we were all friends. And so I would, you know, if he suddenly started having an interest, I'd be like, hey, what? Wait, you waited this long? I mean, we could have been together a long time by now. So I didn't know what kind of game he's playing until it was like revealed later, but I, you know, it was kind of a, what do they call it? A fake fiance thing situation that, you know, just kind of goes from there. But everything between those two, you can feel how real it is just by reading and this, you know, just watching everything unfold. And I really like how she did that. So I definitely, for me, it's five hearts. And the, yes, that scene in the beginning, in the prologue, that's definitely worth five fires. Yes. That was really steamy. And, you know, it was like, you know, it wasn't like anything happening except for that, just that tension and that kiss. That was enough. That was
right.
Like, oh boy.
Well,
yeah.
We have to make her lose her senses. So yeah.
Right. You just, like, I'm with you. I'm dizzy girl. Sure. Just reading this, you know.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm with you, Libby. We can do this.
Exactly.
But yeah. But I like how it kept the tension and the suspense going between those two. And it's just a lot of the back and forth. Some things could have been avoided. Do you know how you're, if you watch a movie like that, you're like, come on, girl, just tell him. Just tell him. You know you want
right.
to. You know, or you know you love her. Just tell her. Just, you know, she has no clue, man. Just tell her.
Oh, but you got to frustrate the reader. And it was good.
Exactly.
It was good frustration.
Because you don't want to put it down. It's like
exactly.
you're reading and you've got to continue because you need to find out whether these two, you know, it's like all of a sudden I'm invested now. I got to find out what they're going to do, you know, so
yeah,
there was lots of things. Yeah,
for sure.
So I really enjoyed it. So what would your rating be?
Yeah, definitely five stars. Or like you said, if Amazon had the option of doing the five hearts or the five fires, I'd do a good mix of the hearts and the fires because it really got into the love side of it, but definitely had its steamy moments.
Oh, yes.
So it was a wonderful mix of the two of them. And that's what, for me, when I read a romance novel, that's what I'm looking for, is that I want to learn who these characters are. I want to cry with them. I want to laugh with them. I want to love with them. And I also want to peek into their bedrooms. So.
Yeah. I mean, why not? We're just like...
Yeah,
it was
a lot
of
fun. I really loved reading it.
Yeah, I like reading where it's, you know, extended out. There's a rich plot to it, and there's twists, and there's interesting locales, and there's interesting people. And I really like that.
Yes.
So that, for me, that
yes,
just brought it
home.
Interesting
locales. I feel like you took us all over the world, and that was really
exactly.
awesome. That I love that you're getting out, and you're getting in another country, and then you're getting back to their home, and you're out to another country, and you know. And I also loved where Libby made a very firm decision with her career and went in a whole different direction, and it opened up a whole different story with the new development of the company. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and because she was the brand and the face of the company, so that's
right.
You know, that's been her job for the last 5 years, so that kind of, you know, she did, okay, this is where I'm being groomed for, this is what I do, and this is a whole new direction. And you know, and Kurt shows that he's willing to work with her, you know, he doesn't want to take anything from her, he just wants her to be on board. And he's not expecting really anything else from her. But, you know, he kind of should. I mean, I would think he could have at least picked up something from her, even if she didn't come right out. And,
right.
You know, I'm sorry. If I, you know, you're in love with this person and know he has a twin, but if you're not kissing that twin, why would you, you know, it was like there was so much emotion there. Like you couldn't realize it wasn't Kyle. She was, you know, thinking about, you know.
Exactly. You know, and it was all very realistic where, you know, how many times have, you know, has anyone found themselves in a situation where you walk in on something and you think something is what it looks like, but it's not what it is.
Yes, what it looks like. Exactly.
And, you know, and so she had to, she was trusting her gut and trying to listen to her heart at the same time. So there was a lot of internal conflict for Livy.
I know. I felt that struggle too. Cause I just, when his friend came in the picture and she walks in the office, my heart just like, no.
Yes. Like, no,
wait a minute.
No,
Hold on. Kurt loves her. What is this? Who is this?
Exactly.
You know, I was like getting mad for her. Like, wait a minute. Who is this?
Exactly. You know, and then she's got to deal with all the publicity and, you know, tabloids talking about what's going on and what's, you know, who's right, who's wrong, what's the truth, what's, you know. So I can imagine that's very frustrating.
Because that was not something, you know, just by reading everything about Kurt, I was like, that's not something he would do. Because I'm thinking to myself, well, there's got to be some explanation because this man is really head over heels, but he's not saying anything. So I don't think he's, you know, he's going to take full advantage of this situation, but no, that threw me. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just felt so bad until I kept reading.
Wait,
I was like,
there's an explanation.
Right. Cause, you know, I'm starting to care about Kurt a little bit. So I was just like, okay, you know, well, maybe he's not what I think he is. So I'm going to give him a chance.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I like
it. Yeah. So, yeah, when you find out, it all just kind of makes sense and it, you know, then friendships are formed, and that was the good thing too. And I love that aspect in a book is touching on friendships because those are just as important as love relationships. And, you know, there's a part where it's kind of Livy reflecting that she doesn't really have a whole lot of friends, and then she kind of finds a friend in someone from Kurt's past. So I thought that was a cool angle too. I like that.
Yeah, I really like that too. It was just, you know, it was straightforward. You're like expecting one thing, and it's like, she's almost kind of like Trisha. Bam, here comes another thing. You're like, what? You're like literally reading the book going, what the, oh, wait a minute, you know? Which is fun to do. Because, I mean, if I'm really liking a story, I will have all these emotions while I'm reading because I can really see this in my mind. It's like so clear. And even though I don't, you know, the book cover is great, and I have a visual of what, you know, the book cover looks like, but I also picture as I'm reading these characters, and it's just, you know, I can, you know, really get into it. And I love, she did a great job at that. And leading up to the second book, because it seems like there's more to Kurt, Kyle, and then Case. I'm like, now where did he come from? Because at first, you know, I just thought they were twins. I didn't know that I didn't realize until later on. I was like, well, Case, who is this? You know, they have another brother. He's not a twin. So,
so I'm assuming we're going to hear about him in the third book.
I think so. I think that's the case. So I want to definitely read the third book. But the second book is because, they've resolved Curtin Olivia's story, and it jumps right off from the new woman becoming in as the new ambassador or face of the company is Jules.
Right.
And that was so hilarious. At the same time, it was just like, I was unexpected because she's like, she wants to, this is like her last chance to do anything. So this is Lion's Appetite. And it definitely does describe Kyle, but Kyle has his moments.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's not totally bad, and he is Olivia's best friend, but, you know, he does have his moments where you're like, okay, you're a human being. You do actually care for Olivia, so. But other times it was like, you know, Kyle, come on. You left her at the Christmas party for twins. I mean,
it's like, oh, it's so funny. I totally forgot about that until you just said that. It's like, oh, my gosh. no text or anything. He didn't even say, gotta
no.
go. You know, come on.
Like, dude, I'm tied up and I really can't get to the phone. But, you know, the twins, yeah. the twins. I'm like, who are these twins?
Well, he's definitely shameless, you know, and he owns up to. Yeah, so as I was reading the first book, I was actually hoping that the second book would touch on Kyle, because when you have a bad boy like that who is just determined to be a bachelor forever, you know that there's got to be someone out there for him. And,
exactly.
You know, I think that's what we're going to find out in the second book.
Yes, in the second book. So definitely, so Jules is, you know, she likes him, of course, but she's, I can't fall for that. And there was the one scene that he gives her this big smile, and she's like, he says hi, and she's like, oh, and those up to no good dimples. Ooh.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm right there with you.
That's
like,
a
so
great
charming.
Description. Yep.
Yes, because it's
know,
like, you know what he
they're
is.
They're open with each other. You know, she doesn't want to just do something that's physical because she knows her heart is going to get involved.
Right.
And, you know, he's just as open, saying, I want to get physical and I can't let my heart get involved. And that's where the conflict is, because they're both wildly attracted to each other. And,
right.
It, you know, their first meeting is crazy with, you know, how they meet.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yes. And she decked him.
Right, you know.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, go ahead, Jules, right? Yes.
I was
not realizing. I was like, you know what?
The same thing.
I know. I wasn't even thinking about that when I read it. I was like, now who is breaking into this place? You know, because they just gave her the keys. She just moved in. This is her new place.
Right.
Her job at the company. And she's just like there's an intruder. I thought this was like security in this building or something. You know, what happened? But yeah,
yep,
it was,
I know.
You know, he had a key. So.
Yep, she's a strong girl and another strong female character, and I love that, and I love
I love that too, and it just, you know, she could take care of herself, but again,
yep.
What came, her strength, where it came from, especially when the twist of her ex coming in the picture, and it's like a little taste of like, whoa, wait a minute, was, you know, how bad was this relationship, you know, that he's, now she, Kyle had to get her a bodyguard, and, you know, so.
Right.
I, you know, Kyle is, you know, having that instinct, because I know he's attracted to her, but I think there's a little bit more to it, because he's actually making sure she's taken care of.
Right.
In a way that
he
may have let Olivia down, but Olivia's like his best friend. But I think automatically already you see that he is being a little more protective, and he keeps telling her how much he wants her, but, you know, I want you, but, you know, this is just casual. And she's just.
Yeah, when the ex comes into the picture, I was not expecting that. And with how
no.
he treated her, that totally tugged at me. Cause,
that,
you know, I think,
that was.
Yeah,
like, they're just
oh
like, where did he come from?
No.
Oh, man, we can't
have
this.
Yeah, blindsided me, which, you know, that's another element that's always a good thing in a book. And, yeah, I liked the way that Kyle handled that and feels this need to protect her and, you know, does what he can. And, you know, he does it in a way that he doesn't have to be there to do it, because somebody's helping him protect her. And
exactly.
Yeah, that's sweet, but at the same time, it's like, come on, Kyle.
Right? You know.
But, you know, I know
any,
we're going to see
you know,
more of that. We're going to see him step up.
Yes, and I'm hoping to see more of why he is a determined bachelor. There's got to be something, because usually people just don't start out that way. I mean, something has had to happen that he just, you know, women, because obviously he loves women, but if he takes the time to get to know them and find all their little, like he calls it treasures, why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, if you were really just to hit it and quit it, why would you take the time to dig that deep?
Oh, I've never
heard
that before.
You know, like, come on, you don't want these women to fall for you, but you dig in. Brother, stop digging and stop hunting if you really don't want it. You know, just come on.
You know, some guys
but,
like
you know,
that competition, though. They like that chase. And
yes, they do like that chase.
You know, I just, but like you said, I think there's, there's something deeper to him that we're going to find out, and I can't wait to see what that is, because
yes,
obviously there's a major connection between Jules and Kyle, and I'm already feeling it. I didn't finish the book. I'm halfway through it. I wish I could have finished it today. I'm going to finish it tonight or tomorrow, and definitely leave my review, but so far I'm completely hooked. I love it.
Yes, I am too. I already see it's just going to be another 5-star because, or 5 hearts too, because it's,
mm-hmm.
you've already got that intensity, you know, they, but this is kind of like the slow burn, but also
yes.
she is going to, I think she's going to like, you know what, if you want this, you're going to, this is a wifey thing. This is not fling. This is
right.
wifey, you know, you're going to
mm-hmm.
respect this, you know, so don't even come play with me because I don't want to play. And I like that about
her.
Well,
and good for her.
She,
I love that about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she stands up for, you know what, this is not what I want. And if that's all what you're after,
yep.
well, I, you know, I can't, even know how much I like you, how much just looking into your eyes and those dimples get me, I can't,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can't fall for that. And smart chick.
yeah, you know, that's
know,
the
battle you know,
that.
Sometimes if it's
me,
that much, you know.
That you have with the head and the heart.
Right, because sometimes we'll say, okay, well, I could just have sex. It'll be no big deal. I could just do that part, you know. But no, sometimes we can't do that. Not if we really.
No, it's.
You know,
I think it's a lot harder than it sounds.
Yeah.
To detach like that, it sounds like a great idea, you know. But I think for some people can do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not about me.
Some people are great at. Yeah.
I can't do it. You know, I can't. My head and my heart. Speak to each other so strongly that I'm not one of those
mm-hmm.
people, and so I identify with a character like that, and I can really get into that when I'm reading her, because you feel those emotions that she really just wants to listen to her body, but
exactly
her head's telling you, you know, girl, get your head out of the clouds, this is the reality, your heart's going to get broken, and you've got
exactly.
to stand firm and let him know what you believe in.
That is true. Because she is,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes when that body's screaming at you, what's that song? My body's
yeah.
calling for you.
And so you just got to tell her to shut up.
yep. Like, nope. Clink, clink. Who is it, Medea? She's like, clink, clink. Shut it off.
Yep.
Lock it up. Chastity
yeah,
belt.
Exactly. If you can
We're
do
not
it,
doing
more
it.
Power to you. But if you can't,
right.
you know, keep standing strong with it.
Just,
so,
you know, I would avoid him. I was like, you know. Nope, can't do it. So I'm going to go this way. You go over there. I'm going to go this way.
Right. yeah, but he's persistent. She keeps finding herself in situations where she
right.
can't get away from him.
And he knows, if he already knows he doesn't want to go, why pursue her then? Because he said, like, the thrill of the chase. But if you know you really don't want to catch her, why pursue her? That's just like, that's like a heartbreak waiting to happen, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they might have some troubled times ahead, but I think, I don't know, I think it's going to turn out okay for them, but I'm anxious to see where it goes from here.
Yeah, I am too. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody because I haven't read the whole thing either, but I was also reading tonight, and it has been one of those weeks, but I love reading, and I like getting a chance to do the reviews. That's why I kind of wanted to do it on the show, and you know, give it a little more time, just not just interviewing people and authors, but, you know, discussing the characters and, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe, and, you know, doing live reads. I've tried to do a live read and my mic wasn't working that night. Kind of sad, but I'm going to do it again. So I'm going to definitely try to do that again too. So I'll do more live reads. And is like, there anything you want to, you know, because like I have my little highlighted on my tablet, different things I liked that were, you know, interesting that was said or done, or like, oh, wow, I like how she did that. And so I'll highlight things. I'm one of those readers that just, you know, oh, yeah, let me remember
right.
that for next time.
I need to do that.
I
need to highlight
what
as
there.
I read on
no.
my phone or my Kindle app. But, no, I mean, I think as far as adding anything, you've covered so much with both the books, and I think it sounds like we're both at the same spot in the second book, so we just need to go finish it.
Yeah, right. But I know it's going to be good. because it's already strong starter. She had a strong starter in the first one, and she's got a strong starter in this one. And when you start right off the bat with something with me in a book, as a writer, it's great to do, but as a reader, we want that you suck me in the first three pages. If I'm bored by the third page, I may or may not keep going, but I have not been disappointed at all. I was drawn in from the from prologue in the first one and the first chapter in this one. It's like, boom, we're right. Start off running. And I like that because that really captures the reader. So she did a great job with that.
Definitely. And, you know, like I was saying in the first book, how Libby mentions, you know, or has that thought of how she didn't really have many girlfriends. And then we get to the second book and Jules already has those two strong, really supportive women in her life.
Yes.
And I love delving into female friendships. I love that.
Yes.
So to have that, that's super exciting when it's not about that tension between Jules and Kyle. It's with Carrie and is it Serena?
Terry and Serena, yes.
Okay.
It's Terry and Serena.
Like, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm not looking at it. I'm like, please don't tell me I'm wrong. I don't want to insult Taryn. But I love the female friendship factor. I love it when you can get into that and really talk about
that. And
that's something that's important in my life is that my bond with my friends. And so I really like to read that in a romance novel because it's really important that you can talk, you know, to those women in your life about what's going on in your romance.
Exactly.
So,
and you have someone to help you through things or someone who's got your back. I mean, seriously, because they really covered her when she was struggling in her apartment and, you know, they wanted to make sure she was safe. And, you know, these are these are good friends because sometimes they don't have friends like that. They're hard to find sometimes because you don't know somebody's really for you if, you know, or they're plotting behind you, hoping that you fail by telling you and smiling in your face that they're happy for you. You know, like, don't be fake. If you don't like it, just say so. Because I already know. I can tell. But, you know, you can tell someone's being fake with you. And you're just like, why are you wasting your breath? You know, I really don't.
Yep.
You know, you haven't shown me at all. But I say she's got two really.
That's a really great angle.
Yes, and then I guess the dynamic between the brothers, between Kurt and Kyle, and I'm really kind of like want to know how does Case fit into, and I think he has does he have a different mother? I think.
I
read
there.
That.
I haven't. Yep. So I believe he's half brother. But I'm definitely. There was some good banter in the beginning of the second book when, you know, Kyle has the black eye from Jules amongst the brothers. So I did like that, too. That was a lot of fun. So, definitely looking forward to, you know, the new characters who I believe will probably be gently introduced to in order to get us to the third book. But, you know, so far I'm really loving the second book, and I already know when I'm finished with it, I'll give it 5-star review for sure.
Yes, definitely. She's got it because she's got everything. There's mystery, there's suspense, there's tension, there's humor, there's a lot. And it's a nice world she's built and made me kind of miss Dallas. I mean, I lived in Euless for a little while and, you know, being in Texas and I lived in San Antonio for like 20 years. So that area when she was talking about, I was like, oh my God, I know where that is. You know, like,
that's fun. I love it
talking about.
Book
I can picture.
Like, hey, I lived there.
I know. It's like people I read about Atlanta or I read about San Antonio. Like, hey, I lived there. You know. So I know they're talking about. I'll use like real places, but I'll kind of change the name a little bit. But you know, that people can identify with, and I like that.
Yeah.
You really can. I can picture her loft. I can picture her, the building. I can picture the large building that the company is in. And BCI, I could definitely see that, you know, being, especially because that is the headquarters for Mary Kay Cosmetics. I don't think a lot of people know that unless you actually sell Mary Kay. And my mother used to sell it when I was like a teenager. So I would always go with her and do our setups and stuff. And, so that's like, it was real big. We were in San Antonio, and Mary Kay came out of Dallas, Texas. So her son runs the company now, I believe. But,
Right.
So you couldn't go anywhere without seeing pink Cadillacs or pink anything.
Oh, yeah.
You always knew it was Mary Kay.
I've definitely
right? Mary Kay
the
and
Mary
Avon.
Kay world.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's a good product. And you're right. It's funny that you mentioned that because I, like I said, I've delved into the Mary Kay world and it didn't really connect with me that that is in Dallas and, or San Antonio. But that's, yeah, that's so there's a good coincidence there that it's a big, massive cosmetics conglomerate right there in the heart of Texas. And
yes,
so that's
exactly.
kind of cool too. I'm not familiar with the area, but yeah, you made that connection and you just pointed
mm-hmm.
that connection out to me. So I learned something tonight. So.
Oh, see? See, it's always good to learn new things. But yeah. So
oh,
I think
it
was like, I think maybe BCI is maybe a nod to Mary Kay. I don't know. I'll have to ask Taryn so if I can get her on the show. So but I think that's kind of, I look at it that way from that perspective because I lived in that area. So it's,
right.
you know, so for me, it's like, okay, like, you know, it's kind of like Mary Kay, huge, you know, company, except she has the
right.
individual ladies, the consultants that do a lot of the selling and home to home stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how she built her empire. But the whole process, and I still do the same process that I learned when I was a teenager from my mother having these, classes and stuff for ladies to learn how to apply makeup, learning how to
mm-hmm.
skincare and how you rub upwards. And then around your eyes, you take your ring finger and you pat toward the inner eye.
Right.
You don't pull out because that skin is so thin,
right.
it'll stretch out to give you bags real quick. So I have remembered that technique to just do that. It stayed with me. And I still do that even now. So I think that
yeah,
was just
I do
like
that
one of the cool
too.
Things.
So, yeah,
I yeah. It's like, you know,
there's
kind of
industry and I think that there's so much drama in the beauty industry. So it's definitely, you know, a platform for this series to just create so much more drama.
So, right. But I love it.
Definitely.
The way it's set in Dallas and, you know, it's just all the facets to it. Besides just the beauty company, but the fact
yeah.
that they have the international part where she's in Paris and you know,
mm-hmm.
she had a place there and she was running everything over there. And I like that she is really, there's so much more to this character than just, you know, oh, she's
yeah.
not a damsel in distress kind of thing.
Right.
You know, I know some of us, the cookie cutter romance, I kind of, you know, tend to shy away from those because I like strong women characters. And that's, I guess just for me,
mm-hmm.
I do love romance books. I won't lie about that. But I do like it when she's got her own, you know, this is not, hey, you're not saving me. You can help
right.
me, but you're not saving me. I can
exactly.
also
I will work with you. But
yeah,
you
she's not struggling.
So.
She's not, you know, like, I mean, okay, yes, I know people love their billionaire romances. I like it too. But, you know, I like
right.
to see where she's got her head on her shoulder. She's not looking for someone to take
mm-hmm.
care of her. Because she can take care of herself. And I feel like Jules
right.
is that type of person as well. So I think that's going to go
mm-hmm.
over well for Kyle because I think maybe, now I'm just speculating because I haven't read the whole thing, there is some aspect to that where he doesn't want to feel like someone just wants to be with him for what he can provide for them because they
right.
inherited all that money. So,
yeah.
And one
exactly
of the stipulations,
sure. yeah.
you know, for Kurt and the whole situation with Olivia. So I think, you know, the fact that Kyle's like, hey, I don't want anything to do with it. I'm going to be taking my pictures here and there, and I'd rather be a globetrotter and not stay at home. But I think, you know,
right.
I think that he may have met his match. So, you know, we'll see. But
it
definitely,
yeah,
you guys can read it. Yes, right? It's like, okay, finally
mm-hmm.
the Playboy has met someone who is, hey, not going to take that, not going to be any easy. She's not going to make it easy. I have a feeling she's really going to give him a hard time, which is a good thing because
yeah.
she's going to make
exactly.
him work for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, Jules doesn't really have a safety net. She needs this job, but she's, you know, she's strong and she's the same way. She's not attracted to Kyle for what he can provide to her. Like you said, it's just her body responding to him and she's gotten to know him and, but she's still a very strong woman and stands up for herself. And I love characters like that.
Yes. Cause I think
mm-hmm.
she'll actually be really good for him, you know, in the sense
mm-hmm.
that, you know, he might need that that she is a strong person. And I think he kind of liked that right off the bat, that she, you know, in the dark, she landed her punch in the dark. Now she had no way of knowing where that punch was going to land. So she just, I mean, that's
like,
pretty amazing.
Go,
that's right. Like, yeah, it is. You know, and then I'm like, oh, dang, it's Kyle. Like you said, his brother's like, it's about time somebody got him, you know. Mr. Pretty Boy got decked, you know.
Exactly. It was an excellent introduction, but how they got to meet. So definitely dramatic and something they'll hopefully talk about for years.
Yes, I think they definitely will. I believe she is working on book number 3, but I have really enjoyed the first two. And I am looking forward to finding out Case's story, because they give you a little bit, there's a little bit about him, but it doesn't go into too much detail. And I believe, you know, I think that one's going to be also great, because I think the second one is, for me, starting to even be better than the first one, just by the way things are happening. And I like the dynamic of the girlfriends and her support. And maybe, I don't know, maybe Case will hook up with one of her friends or the one that's not married.
I don't know. I was wondering that, too.
Oh, no. They seem pretty cool, you know. They just, I think Terry's
I
the
think
one
so.
Has,
I think we just have to stay tuned.
Yeah. Right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have to stay tuned, because we have one more book after this one. So you've got Lion's Heart, and it's the Taming Lions series by Taryn Sloan. You can get it on Amazon. The first one is The Lion's Heart, and that is Kurt and Olivia's story. And then you have Lion's Appetite, which is Kyle and Jules' story. So it'll be interesting to see what the third book will be. But
definitely,
I can't wait for that too, because it's like, all right, now I got to finish this one and I got another one to read. So I got two more series I'm waiting to read, right?
Exactly.
My cue list is filling up. We've got these great authors. But I see a caller on the line. And if you would like to ask a question, you can press the number 1 so I'll know that you want to ask a question live on the air, if you want to. Okay. Well, I will open it up if we have anyone that wants to call in and ask questions. So here we go. Hello, caller, you're on the line.
Hey, Mahogany, this is Taryn. Hi, Brooke. I'm listening to the interview and the review. Sweating it out over here.
No, girl, we love it.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad. So
you had nothing to be nervous about. This was, I really enjoy this. I mean, you can tell it both was really, you know. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it was, I think I told Brooke that the first book was my first book ever to push out. So there's a lot of things that I wish I had done differently in the first and the second. So when the third one's just about finished, it's written completely different. You'll get both sides of the story. So you'll get more answers, questions answered in the third book from both sides of the story. So I've learned a lot just by, you know, writing and reading everyone else's and how I want the story told. But I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I just wanted to call and say that.
Yes, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is Taryn Sloan. She's the author of this series that we are discussing right now. And I'm so glad that you're, you know, here with us. And you want to tell us a little bit about how you came up with the characters? Well, if you would like to.
Well, actually, the story came along like years and years ago, probably like 10 years ago. And I never just like sat down and finished it. I had little pieces here and there. And the name Lions and playing on the name. I usually, the way I'm, not say motivated, but inspired, is, you know, I'm inspired by a lot of different things, like either titles or words or songs or how something makes me feel. So the word lions and playing on that and taming them is what got me started with that.
Oh, nice.
And and with the third, with Case, you are correct. He has a different mother. He's not a part of the twin, but he's the oldest. And but he doesn't feel disconnected. He really, he's all into the family thing. So with them being, that's all they have is the three of them. He's more like, hey, I need y'all to start having babies. Let's get this started. We're about to die out. So, y'all need to get with it. But I don't want to tell you guys too much. But, yeah, that's how I came up with that was just it started with the two brothers, and then the third one happened to come along as I was writing out the story. So.
I know, isn't that fun how that happens sometimes where you just you think the story's going one way and then the character will start talking and you're like, oh, who is this? You know?
Right?
Yeah, and what do you, and what do you want?
Yeah.
It evolves. It evolves as you go.
Yes. Because I was definitely blindsided by Todd. I'm like, whoa. No.
Oh, yeah. When I was writing it, I was not expecting that myself. Because I'm just writing, and I'm like, well, I wonder what happened. Because, sometimes I like to let it play out. I don't plot it out. I'll just say, well, where does my mind take me? You know, and that's where it took me. And I was like, oh, you little nasty so-and-so. You know, like, seriously, how are you going to come in the lady's house and act like that? But you
nailed it, because that's kind of exactly what an abuser would do. You know, he follows her around and, you know, like, this is his property. He still thinks of her as his property.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he keeps, that's why she moves so much, is to avoid him. You know, that is totally understandable. And that gave more insight to Jules herself. And I like how you did that. That is really good.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I can definitely appreciate that.
Well, I felt bad because I didn't give her any family. So I was like, well, where's your family? Everybody should have someone. But then I remember not everybody does have someone. Not like blood relation, but she had to have sisters.
But she has, she has family. She just, I mean, they're her sisters from a different mister, but those are her sisters, you know,
that's
her
right.
friends. So she's got family. Yeah.
That's right. So.
So that is awesome. But
Just sweating it out. Just seriously. I have, well, I have one of those people, even, you know, in our little group on Instagram, if somebody sends me like their review, I have a hard time reading it. I'll speed through it and then close it. I'll skip through. I don't know. It seems kind of private for me to read someone else's review, even if it is of my book, and it feels awkward. So when I was listening to the interview, it was like, oh my God, and my daughter's coming in, and I'm like, get out. I have to listen. I can't listen to you and listen to this, and I can't, I'm not going to pause it, you know. And, but it's, I guess, I don't know, it's just odd. It just feels, because, you know, the group is so supportive. Everybody is so supportive. I really, really love that. I haven't been across anybody in the group that was off-putting or wasn't, you know, willing to put in as much as they were getting out. And I really, really appreciate that. But I have come across, I think you guys have probably seen some of my questions about editing and editors and how do you find this and how do you find that. And just reaching out to find that stuff out, I've gotten a lot of different kinds of feedback. I've had editors say, oh, you need a lot more work before you come see me. I'm like, okay, well, I thought that's what an editor was for, was to help me work on my stuff. But okay, And then, it's just very disheartening, or it's just hard trying to figure all this stuff out and navigate being an indie author. But this group that we're in really does help me out a lot with at least a confidence thing, because I lack that when it comes to my own writing.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's
totally
exactly
that.
We all feel that way, to be honest. I mean, I've talked to a lot of authors that I have met just during the show or just being online, and they all pretty much say the same thing. They're like sweating bullets when they release their baby into the world, because it really is, this is your baby, your books, you know, this is a part of you that you're putting out there for the world to either devour or try to, literally devour or scrutinize or, you know, criticize. And,
it's
your critics, your hard critics are people who, A, have never written a book, B, have never published anything, and they're just trolls.
Right.
I mean, but for the people who love your books, who like the way you write, and everyone has a different style, so many people have different styles, and everybody likes different styles. I don't like all the same styles in every book I read, you know. So it's different, and I like that. And I love how this group is really pulled together.
It is. It is. Yeah. And, you know, you're definitely not alone. When I published my first book, and trust me, I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm just letting you know I totally understand where you're coming from. When I published my first book and I knew people started reading it, I literally hid under the covers and cried. And my husband had to come in the bedroom and be like, what are you doing? He's like, sick to my stomach. I was like, everyone's going to hate me. It's so dumb and I'm so stupid. And it's just, no, you know, it's not. You have to do what's in your heart, and you have to just put those characters out there and share your story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there is always going to be someone who will like it. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a reader for every author.
Right. I had to kind of remember, or I'm trying to remind myself of two things. One, I'm writing for myself, so I write what I like.
Yep.
So if everybody doesn't like it, fine. I'm not writing for everyone. I'm writing for me. And then two, I have to quit the, you know, comparing myself to someone else.
Please don't do that. Yeah.
Very hard not to do that, but especially when, you know, everything I've read, especially in everybody in the group, it just looks so professional. Everything is really good. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I'm the weakest link in the group.
Not at all.
So I'm just trying to get past that, you know. The group has been really, really great, and you guys have been really, really great. Thank you so much again for reading and reviewing, taking the time. I appreciate that.
Yes,
Absolutely.
Anytime. I had a joy just reading it. And, you know, when I really like something and I want to tell other people about it, and, you know, I'm just that type of person. If I really like something, I'm going to put it out, you know. And I also want to encourage, because I know what it was like for me. And I got started 12 years ago, but I quit for 8 years. There's an 8-year gap.
Why?
If you look at my books, because of the criticism, and just, I was heartbroken when I read my reviews, and the biggest thing they were saying, it needs to be edited, it needs to be this, or, you know, or I kept getting turned down when I sent for publishers, and, well, you're not the typical romance, or we don't have a market for that, or, and it was just because there was maybe 5 of us who wrote interracial romance when I started in 2008, and it's like, no, they're just like, okay,
now
you've got more than
up.
One partner, you know, I had a harem. I didn't realize it was a reverse harem at the time, but that's not what they're calling it. They just like, this is not romance. What you write is not romance. And I couldn't join our group. I tried. They turned me down. So I really got disheartened and I let it go. And
well, now
I did
you have to
not
get it back out there.
Right. And I started doing that last year. I came back out and I've got several books in the works, and I've published several already, and started my own publishing so that I could do it myself. And I came back with the confidence that, you know what, you're not going to knock me down this time. And I'm so glad that I have met you guys and Trisha, she has been a godsend. For her and author L. Loren, the I Love Diverse Romance group, Siren Allen, like these ladies have really just, I mean, it is awesome to see how much this, genre has grown into so many breakouts that it's just amazing to see. And I like the camaraderie between the ladies and gentlemen who write romance. Lawrence tickles me.
Right.
But it's so funny.
Yeah.
But he does. I mean, it's like you don't meet too many, and then he's just like his fabulous self. You know, he's in a class all by himself, because he is really hilarious. But I enjoy getting to know other people and promoting people. I find I have a lot. I like doing it. And if I really like something, I'm really going to push it. Or even if I'm not familiar with something, I like to take chances and I like to take risks. And you can't do anything without taking risks. So I came back with tougher skin and I feel better. And to see just step out. And that's why I say, don't feel bad, because we all have that. We all do. There's a part of us like, oh my God, what are people going to think? You know, my mom's at the church, I go to church, but, you know, and my pastor knows that I write this. They even promoted some things for me, but, you know, so, I mean, God loves me. So.
You're better than me. My family doesn't know anything like that. They just, my sisters know that, they know I like to write, but they have never read anything I've written. My daughter keeps asking, Mom, when I'm going to read your book. I'm like, never are you ever going to read my book. ever are you going to read? Oh, I'm dead and gone.
Mine. No, my daughter's read my book, and me, my oldest, just kind of after she read the first one, she's like, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
My older ones are like that,
okay,
too.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
not there yet.
Away, so. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
my two younger ones, no, they don't read it. And
that's okay.
I tried to get them to listen to an audiobook while I was in the process of making it. And the guy who was doing the narrating for me, they're like, Mom, I don't feel like I should listen to this. It was only about the part where describing in the jungle, the cat itself, the shifter. She's not even in human form yet. And
she
like,
hasn't done anything yet.
I feel like my daughter's like, she's 17. She's like, I feel dirty. I don't think I should listen to that. I'm like, oh, my God. Seriously?
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, I guess he doesn't know the job then. Because she felt like, I don't think I need to be listening to this. I'm like, he's just describing
oh
a cat God. In the jungle. Like, seriously, there's no sexual anything. It's just a cat, you know.
We haven't even gotten to the good part yet.
Right, we got there yet. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. He's good, but I don't think I should listen to this. Like, okay. Smart kid, but she's like, I wasn't gonna let her hear the bad parts, just you know. But like I said, I have mostly older kids, and we've got four grandchildren, so yeah.
Well, mine is 21, and I still am saying no.
Okay,
which is crazy. She looks 12, but she's 21. So
that's why she had a baby face. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. So she's one of these super obsessed with her face, and as far as like wrinkles and making sure everything you use on your face is organic and, you know, vegan, and, you know, she's one of those people, and which is great. I mean, she's a great makeup artist. She's great with that. But,
oh, wow.
You know, me, I'm like, I just wake up in the morning and wash my face. I don't do anything special to it. So, you know, I like makeup and playing in it. But if you're talking about what my routine is, I don't think I really have one. So, but she's that person.
Well,
so.
I did. I kind of slacked off since we've been in, like, quarantine. So I have to get back to it. Like, when I did the virtual book tour, I actually took the time to do my makeup again. I was like, oh, this is great. I actually get, you know, because I don't really feel like I need to do all of that. I'm at home. I mean, unless I'm going to be on camera, but other than that, I'm just like, I'm not going anywhere. So.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not going
anywhere.
The
moisturizer.
Yeah.
Right. They know what I look like. So, you know, they love me anyway. So. I mean, you're complaining.
So, Brooke, when is your book coming out? Your next one? I'm waiting on that, by the way. Your third one.
I'm hoping to send it off to the publisher at the beginning of next week, and then I'll get a date from them and I'll announce that. So
awesome.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Oh, thank you. Your reviews have been awesome. I thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate
though.
You guys coming.
No problem. Again, thank you for reading and reviewing. I really, really appreciate it. It did me good to hear that. So
good. I'm glad. So would you tell everybody real quickly your website or how readers can find you?
Well, right now I don't have a website. I'm working on that. So I'm on Instagram as Taryn Sloan. I'm on Facebook as Taryn Sloan. I'm on Twitter as Sloan Taryn for right now.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome.
All right. So, and next week I will start going back to, I'm still going to do another review, I think, next week. And then I'll go back into author reviews. And if you would like, Taryn, I don't know, are you in an interracial relationship?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I want to interview couples for June the 12th because it's Loving Day.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the day the Supreme Court made.
Oh, yeah.
Interracial marriage is legal in 1957.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to do a show by interviewing couples and see, get their take on how they've handled it, or how people really changed, or what they kind of go through. So,
okay,
but,
I'll
thank
talk
you all
about
for,
it.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you for coming on the show. And I thank you all for listening to the Mahogany Says Show. Blessings, peace, and love. You guys have a wonderful evening. And good night.
You too. Bye. Good night.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
You have been listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Thank you and good night.